Chinuch, the mitzvah from Sfira Sa'imer, brings down Sha'af al Pish mitzvah smelechi. Even the Sfira Sa'imer is a mitzvah smelech, aval tam yesh bo. But the mitzvah from Sfira Sa'imer has a mahalach, has a hesber. It's not stomach zera sakosu. Shitzivonu, that the person has to count the sphere from Pesach bis Shavuos, that is man kabbalah satoiro ke'eved ishaf oir, like a eved is waiting to become out of jail to get out free. A person will count till the days of Kabbalah Sateir. Chinuch tries to explain why we count the days that passed and not the days that are coming. He says, Lefi this, it's moving. Vow we counting, for waiting for the light, so we count the days that passed and not the days that are left. So it's not what I want to speak about, but stam, legufam shodvorim, all of the mefoshim, say that this chinuch is mamish a medrash pliya. You know, when someone, some people wait for Shabbos, yeah? Shabbos is an off day, they feel. So how they start to count? 4 more days left, 3 more days left, yeah? They wait for Ben Azmani, 2 more months, 3 more months. As I mentioned, yeah? Even before Ben Azmani starts, they make the cheshbon, you know, 12 weeks. It makes it easier to, you know, have to think against Azmani. But this is the teva of the people, right? This is the teva of a person. So the Chinuch explains, you know why we do Sfiras Oimer? Because we have to wait for Kabbalah Sateira. This is what I'm going to speak about, Bez Zoshet. But he says, now you understand why you count the days that passed and not the days that are coming. Because you're counting to show how much you're waiting for Kabbalah Sateira, so because of that, count the days that are coming and not the days that passed and not the days that are coming. We know that when we wait for something, we count the days that are coming, not the days that pass. So the Mefoshim explain, you're right. If a person is counting to go out on vacation, but that's manim, yeah? So he says 12 weeks left. No, 11 weeks left, yeah? And if he leaves early, he says really 10 weeks left, yeah? What if you're emotional, a person has to buy a house. Or something musik for a bachur. He has to buy a ticket. Yeah? Starts to work in camp to make money for the ticket. He has already $50. He has already $100. He counted them again. He has 150. He has 200, right? He doesn't say, I'm missing 800. I'm missing 750. He knows he needs 1,000. Already I have 100. I already have 150. Kachus. The achon ale kabbalah satayre the chinuch is saying a gevald kezach. Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Yet it's a mitzvah's esse to get ready to kabbalah satayre. It is not on them. It's a pora aduma. Some to understand. A lot of things could be pora aduma. A person in the moshav, a person sits and learns chel, chesed, tzeilo, talmud torah. As a mitzvah, everyone does now for 49 days. You start to count. Today is one. Today is two. Today is three. One what? Was not Omer, was Korev Bichlal. Today is one, today is two, today is three. And, you know, some people used to do it, these slivers, you know, different kehilas, yeah? The ganze achones and maisim. What is the ganze mitzvah? Today is one. Shalom aleichem. Tomorrow will be two. Say that. What is the ganze mitzvah? The guy shokos. Today, I go in the rechot ba'ima. Shekeach, no? It's a mitzvah. So the chinuch explains that we have to prepare ourselves and train ourselves that we're getting ready for Kabbalah Sateira. And this is the mitzvah, this is the Tam HaMelech. We do this mitzvah and sometimes we're missing out the purpose. So this, in a second, we'll get to be masbir how a person, what a person has to do in the Mass Sphere to prepare himself for the Kabbalah Sateira. But before a person does it, Zog the Chinuch, it's Ke'eved Ishaf Oyer, and you count the days that pass. It's not only to put in your head, okay, you know, it's a mitzvah taka, Shavuos is coming, Shavuos is coming, Shavuos is coming. You have to build yourself over these 49 days to be ready for Kabbalah Sateira. This is the mitzvah. To prepare yourself, to build yourself, to be ready for Kabbalah Sateira. And why you have such a mitzvah? To prepare yourself and to build yourself, to be ready for Kabbalah Sateira. A person counts already, one day I'm ready, 2 days. You need 49 days to be ready. So like the person counts, I have $100, I have 150, I have 200 already. I have, look how much I have. The days that passed in Sfiras HaOmer have to be full days. Days that he managed to prepare himself and fill himself up for the Kabbalah Sateira. So while it's days that he has to prepare himself to Kabbalah Sateira, and the more days that he passed, it's not he's missing when Shavuos will come. He's counting that he's getting ready for Kabbalah Sateira. This is what the Chinuch means. The Chinuch says, so the Tzura of the counting, so the Pshat is, the Masbet a little bit to make it more mufshe to us. Avada, the idea is that we're waiting for Kabbalah Sateira. But the way Chazal shtel the counting, what we have and not what we're missing, because the message is that we prepare ourselves in these days to have and to be ready for Kabbalah Sateira. And the more days that pass, we have to own more days that we prepared ourselves and we got ready for Kabbalah Sateira. So mainly we count the days that passed and not the days that are coming. But when we call Makoim, we have such a mitzvah. And if we have such a mitzvah, is a choyva aleinu to mekayim the mitzvah and to fulfill the mitzvah. Is a choyva aleinu to mekayim the mitzvah and to fulfill the mitzvah. And while it's a choyva aleinu to mekayim to fulfill the mitzvah, you're already running late, you're already 20 days into it, it's left a month, 30 days. It's kemat chatzi asfir already, it's done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Teira. And in Sforim state that in every Yom Tov is the Shlo HaKadosh. What Hashem gave us then comes back again. And if we got Kabbalah Sateira and Shavuos, we went out of Mitzrayim, so it means that in 30 days Hashem gives over again. Hashem gives over again. And if Hashem gives over, if you go to take, He takes. You get. Avada, every day that you could learn, you could matzliach. Every day that you omal b'teira, you could be matzliach. But it's a day that He gives. And if you come ready to the day that He gives, you get. Everyone here, I think this is the reason they're in yeshiva, they want to become tamid chacham, they want to be matzliach. Not easy. Doesn't go so easy. Goes hard sometimes. A lot of times. Most times. In 30 days, Hashem gives. And He gave a mitzvah to get ready for it. I don't know what to tell people that didn't listen to the shmuz, and they will come Erev Shavuos to tell them, too bad, wait for next year. Or maybe Epis they could get also without that. But Avada, if dosi the seder advorim, and this is the tzura that the Torah said that you're getting it and you're accepting it if you do it. This is what the Torah said. So if this is what the Torah said, that this is the way to get it, this is the way to accept it, this is the way to be mekabel the Torah, so if we prepare ourselves, we'll get Torah. So when Shavuos will come, so Alamol Chazal say that you're not allowed to be makers dam be'erev Shavuos. It's called Yom Tvoyach. Aloch b'shulchan aruch. The shayla person had to be in the machle, had to have operation. And it came out a date, Erev Shavuos, Rav Ozna told him to push it off. So aloch ein makizim dam be'erev Shavuos, a sif in shulchan aruch. Mipnei shu nikro yom tvoyach. Why? Because shas matan teire, before the matan teire, it says, im ata mekabel misa teire muto, v'im lav ani toiveach. It was a shade that came out and was going around with a knife. אני אסד אם אתם מקלם סתר מוטו ואם לב אני תווח. And subsidus, he went out then, so why not we make his dam? State in the Bessi Yosef, every year before Shavuos it comes around with a knife. Vemele, and if you make his dam, so it's easier to push the knife already. It's already mokum sakone. So, like the Rashba b'tshuva, if the knife comes out to kill, so it means that tomorrow he gives the Torah. Not only the knife goes around. If the knife goes around, I'm killing you, so the day after it is a Kabbalah Sateira. The Yitzhore wants you not to be ready. Shavuos by night, you will stay up. You will learn, you will not go to the Kaisel. Say that. This is not hard to sit and learn one night, two nights. But on Kabbalah Sateira, on the Achome le Kabbalah Sateira, it doesn't go. It doesn't catch, it doesn't click. And this is our avodah. And a person has to know, it's a klal, you don't have to look around. You don't have to look around and say, but no one is doing it. But no one is into it. Mazeh mishaneh, what is the nafkemine? A person has to say, Bishvili nivro oilo. I'm the only person. Sidor ribayne shel oilom. Sidor kabbalah sateire. I will do it. I will get it. Bishvili nivro oilom. If a person does it, and he prepares himself, the amount of siyata d'ishmaya that he will have for the year later, after the schus of the kabbalah sateire, As lo ye'uman ki yisupo. The amount of the siyata d'shmaya that he will get. And it's all it tells you, I'm saying, yeah, I will do it. But tomorrow you'll learn the same like you learned today, and on Friday you'll learn like you learned last Friday, and on Shabbos. It's the Yitzhahor. And we have to give the tools together how a person chaps himself, puts himself together to be ready to Kabbalah Sateir. So I want maybe to go a little bit Nekudas. We spoke a lot of times about the Sphere comes again and the Kabbalah Sateir comes again. Nechzog. Sometimes we speak about for the whole year. We speak about Talmud Torah. Some people it's hard for them. So I was walking up the steps here, on the way here. There's two guys going in front of me. They didn't know that I'm listening to what they say. They were speaking loud. So one guy was asking the other guy, where are you going? He said, it's a schmooze. So he asked them, who was saying the schmooze? He said, it's a captain. So he told him, I'm not going. He tells you to go to Gehenna and then. I'm not going. So I didn't look. I didn't want to see who was the guy that was planning to go to Gehenna. So I didn't look. I'm Moichalim. But I felt so bad for him. Why? I'll tell you. I was in America. Someone came over to speak to me, a Talmud. He was very choshev bocher when he was in yeshiva. I remember he was living 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. 16 hours a day. I'm a choshev guy. Came with his mishpacha, shalom aleichem. I saw him, I think. I didn't see a white shirt for sure on him. Also, I didn't see kedusha on him. Very shvachim maises. So I asked him if he's kaveh ha'itim la'teira. He said a couple of years ago he was kaveh ha'itim la'teira. The rest, v'iduch zil gmor, yeah? I think Shabbos Yidam is a minion. It's a very shvachim matzah. So I told him, still his own mishpacha, Hare ato mezumen legehenem. I'm telling you, you mezumen to Gehenem. I want to tell you what they do there. They take you, they hang you around, you turn very quick and you burn. I made him to feel what is Gehenem. Well, that guy didn't want to hear. So he started to cry. He says, I deserve it. I came with my family. Wanted in Machshir to show who I have a Rebbe I was close to. I brought them to see who is my Rebbe. I mean, it's why I don't mean this kid. And this patch I deserve, don't think it's fair. This Mishpacha also complained, you know, that this is a Rebbe. I said, you know what is my other option to tell you? How are you doing? Hello? And then we'll come up to the Shemaim, they will do to you exactly what I told you. And you'll tell me why you didn't yell at me when I was there. You could have saved me. Why you didn't tell me when we met what goes upstairs? And now I'll not be sitting here. Why you were nice to me? And I'm telling you, when we meet in the Shemaim, you'll tell me why I didn't yell even stronger. But I won't answer you because I was scared you'd run away. Such a shaita, this person. Not that they didn't want to come to listen to me. But I mean, what do you mean Gehenna? Kabbalah Satera will be. You don't have to prepare yourself. You do prepare yourself. You prepare yourself, you zaycha. You don't prepare yourself. You live like everyone. There's no time to wait. There's no time. There's no time for a person to wait. It's a Gemara, Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin says that Rab Amram Chasido. Rab Amram Chasido. Gemara says a story on Rab Amram Chasido that they found two shvuyos. And they didn't know where to put the shvuyos, that no one would do nothing to the shvuyos. Say the Gemara Kmeishu. Gemara said they decided the best place to put them that it will be protected is by Rab Amram Chasido. The Gemara Sof Kiddushin. So they put him in Rabbi Amram Chasido, not in his house. He had a second floor aliyah. Now the steps in that days was not, you know, building steps. It's like a huge big ladder. You had to have 10 people to pick up the ladder. They put the shvuyos on top, and then they took off the ladder for the night. In the middle of the night, Chazal say, Rabbi Amram Chasido got up, and he picked up the ladder that 10 people need to pick up himself, and he put it up to go up in the aliyah. You know what the Gemara means? It's not Megat us. We have to take out the Musa from the Gemara. He started to go up with his pajamas on the ladder. He knows it's the wrong thing to do. So he started to scream, Nu Rebbe Beis Amram! Nu Rebbe Beis Amram! There's a fire by Rebbe Amram! The whole town came. So Rebbe Amram's Talmidim, Rebbe Amram's guys, they told Rebbe Amram, Kasif to Rabbeinu. You know, we go around the whole time. Rabbi Amram Chasido, you know what everyone is talking about? You know, these years you did to us? Rebbe, we don't deserve it. We follow you. Be'esh of Amayim, we call Rabbi Amram's people. Kasif to Rabbeinu, we're embarrassed to be your Talmidim now. Omar Lehu, Mutav Kasif to Behai Alme, V'loi Kasif to Behai Alme Dosu. But you wanted to come upstairs and to be embarrassed that you're my Talmidim? But your Rebbe did Aveira? Be embarrassed in this world. But he'll be with the right Rebbe. A person cannot run away. Is a Chag Matan Teire? Is a Kabbalah Sateire? If you get ready for the Kabbalah Sateire, if you prepare yourself for the Kabbalah Sateire, you'll be Zeich. If you don't prepare yourself, you will not be Zeich. So we have to. Together. The first thing in Amolo Shul Toiro and Yigiyosu Shul Toiro, I spoke a lot of time, was nischadish to me a little bit from the Chofetz Chaim, with Azmani. That is a big yisod in Teire, what people don't know. The Teire, while it's an Indian Sguli, it's not like every Chochmah. Every Chochmah, you learn an hour, you know an hour worthwhile of stuff, hour of information. You learn 2 hours, you cover 2 hours of ground of information. 3 hours? 3 hours of information. 10 hours? 10 hours of information. But this is the amount that you have. Vizel. Vizel. and the Teres Nishtazim. And Teres Hashem, the more you learn, the more you matzliach. I heard a mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. It says, Yekoroi mipninim. The Torah is more choshu from pninim. What is pninim? Diamonds, pearls. So Shlomo Miller told me this. Chofetz Chaim. Nazman. So, a person has a diamond. Everyone knows in this world, you have a diamond, a half a carat. That's $500. Carat. $5,000. 2 carat. $50,000. 3 carat. $400,000. 10 carat. Millions. What? Are they gave us? Two half would be 1,000. Another 2,000. 2,000. 5, 10. It's 10,000. It's nishtas. It's nishtas. This is unsere Teir. Yekoroi mipnimi. It's much more from that. A guy that learns a half an hour, a guy that learns an hour, and the guy that learns 10 hours, he's not 10 times more from him. He's worth $500 and he's worth $1,000,000. Those are the Metzius. Those are the Metzius. And the Yetzer Hora fights on it b'meloi uzri. I'm not saying the Yetzer Hora likes people to go around outside in the street also masking. And with that, he knows he only can get a Shvache Bachar. What he does to the Choshev Bachrim, he just makes them to stay half of carat. Half a carat, half a carat. No mission. So he's worth a couple of 500, nothing is left for him. He learns from 9 to 10, then he goes out for a coffee, 10 to 11, 11 he checks his messages, 12 he gets ready for shir, 1 o'clock he eats lunch, 3 to 4:30 he learns, then he goes to check. What happens to the other midrashes, everyone is learning, comes back, it's another hour, give out it. Then already he's out of the end of Seder, he finds something to do. Comes for night Seder, he learns another hour, less an hour, the Bacher feels give out it. He learns so much. What you're worth, then half a carat. Garnished. Garnished, couple hundreds. Garnished. The Yitzhak doesn't tell you don't learn. Don't be lektzach in learning. Don't be like Tzachim learning. He knows the difference. And you have to know. I'm not saying now a person has to learn without a hefsek. The Gemara Chofetz Chaim brings down that the Gemara says, Ahu talmid edah v'koi b'ra v'loi posak po memegirse v'loi yolach al molach hamoves leishtaue ba'adei. Molach hamoves could not kill him. He's sitting and learning day and night. Ma also, ma ovat, ma mak is the feud. Holach v'yosav ha'al zeh l'birav, son on the main beam that holds holy to be smedrash there. Poka ha'al zeh l'birav, v'ishtik v'yochile. Fayid the Chofetz Chaim, the Malach HaMavis had to kill him, the guy never stopped to learn. Go to the bathroom, kill him in the bathroom. Mashal Yatzar everyone does. When he's eating, let him to choke. Go to sleep. Doesn't have to wake up. So l'yochal Malach HaMavis, l'shtaruah ba'aday, had to break the besmedrash. Zoy the Chofetz Chaim, when a person is sitting and learning day and night, and he goes to the bathroom to do Asher Yotzah because he's a mensch, and he eats because he's a mensch, and he sleeps, this is called learning that the Malach HaMavis can't kill you then. You don't have to learn, it could be normal. How about you finish? 7:15. If you don't have a marriage in yeshiva and you come 9 o'clock, so what do you do for 2 hours? Then you have lunch for 2 hours. Then you have sleeping time for 3 hours. Tzigonisht. Tzigonisht. And you take a word gonisht. Bacher sometimes doesn't understand why he's not growing, why his word gonisht. And the other guy's word so much. But this is the answer. It's a half and a half. And it's so clear. Everyone understands. Little diamonds are worth garnish. So the Yetzer Hara decides, well, I need to put so much hours into him to stop him to learn. It will not go. If he will not learn, he'll feel terrible anyways. And then at the end he will learn. So the Yetzer Hara, I don't need to fight so much. So what I'm getting from a million, I'm making him worth 10,000. Shame. The last 10,000 we'll fight after he gets married, we'll stop him to learn. But now, it's all without no work, cuts the million to 10,000. And it's mamish the Zelda. Now I'll tell you, take a watch, even if you stick the small diamonds near each other, it doesn't make a difference. The same schwache price. If it's not one diamond, it's a garnish. Doesn't help. So the first thing a bacher has to take to himself, be holding your best feeling. Holding an imasi. 30 days are left. 30 days are left. Chodesh. Yerech Yomim. El. Listen, decides, you know what? I'm a bacher. I have the koiches. Who knows later in life when I could do it? I'm taking these 30 days. It will be one piece of learning. How a person will do it. I have to be very practical. A bacher, I'm not saying if he doesn't rest lunchtime, he can't. But he could think, well, how much I have to rest lunchtime? He needs an hour and a half. Long as long, very schwache body. He needs an hour and a half. Yeah, say it. Made from sugar. Say it. How much can time is? Eat 5 minutes. Finish your 1:15. You could be mincha 1:30. Eat 5-10 minutes. Be in bed 10 to 2. Sleep an hour and a half. Baby's managed to return. Even this is Bir Kabbalah. After 2 o'clock, you're in bed. Finish. A bacher is a bit better from that. He says he'll rest for an hour from 3 to 3:30. He will learn if someone ups a chavrusa. Like this, till his chavrusa comes, he will learn for half an hour. Second Seder finishes when it finishes. It's close. Again, makes the cheshbon a little bit of your rest. He could be back in Bismarck at 8 o'clock, learn something before Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv and straight have a whole night Seder. Be smart. Rachbone libe boi. Pischuli Pesach kechudoi shel machat v'ani eftach lachem Pesach kechudoi shel ulam. Kechudoi shel ulam. Kepischuli shel ulam. Hashem says, do a Pesach. Be my kabel. I'll be different. Hashem promises that he will help. He promises that he will help. But he asks you, open. Do a Pesach kepischa shel machas. First avoda that a person will take on himself. Lo mishaneh what goes around him. Lo mishaneh. He's an avada. A person could take on what he's going to learn. No, and right, man, first two, three days is man, sometimes very hard, it's the same amud, it's very hard what to start the chazer. In a week this problem gets sorted out very quickly. Especially in Pesachim, that you move already, you know, I got it this afternoon. Yes, no, you have what to chazer. Take another perek. Person has to have what to learn. Sometimes it's all a person says he will learn, but he comes now, he decides to master. Now he doesn't know what to learn. He said that he saw the Rana 100 times. He didn't start to say Shir on it yet. He saw the Rana 100 times. Okay. 2-3 days to be taking care of this problem. But the minute, Chazer or Perik. Libra Perik and Engel Yitzhar. Learn another Perik. That's how you're learning now the first 10 blot one time quickly to be Chazak Bein Yanim. Doesn't make a difference what. Make a plan. The Yitzhar doesn't want you that. And the Zog Nochamo. You count Sfira, you do. Hashem wants you to do what I'm telling you. Hashem wants you to do it. He gave you a mitzvah to do it. He says, no, that's not for me. So why are you counting? I'm not saying, even if a person doesn't do the inyanim, he has to do the mitzvahs. But this is the mitzvah of counting. This is the purpose and this is the mitzvah. If we do it together, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll have a Nesiyat HaShem.